All right, welcome back to the deep dive. You guys have sent in some really fascinating stuff about keeping your WordPress website, you know, running smoothly.
Keeping it humming.
Keeping it humming, yeah. And that's what we're going to dig into today. This is about more than just like, you know, checking off boxes on a to-do list. We're going to get into the critical reasons why doing regular WordPress maintenance is super important if you've built your online world on WordPress, you know. So in this deep dive, we're going to pull out the most important stuff, the stuff that really matters for you, so you can make sure that your website keeps running without any problems,
yeah,
you know, stays safe, and all that work you're putting into things like SEO actually pays off in the long run.
Yeah, it's kind of like, well, imagine your WordPress site is like a really intricate machine.
Oh, okay.
Right, and if you don't do regular maintenance, you know, it might not break down right away, but over time, those little issues that you've overlooked, they can turn into some serious problems, yeah. And that could cost you time, money, even your reputation online.
Yeah, nobody wants that. Okay, so let's break this down. Let's start with something that might seem pretty basic, but it's actually more complex than it looks. Software updates. We all know WordPress itself, you know, the core program, the themes that make your site look good, and those plugins that add extra features, they're always being updated by the people who make them. But besides the general idea of keeping things up to date, what are the real concrete benefits you get when you actually hit that update button?
Well, one of the biggest things you got to understand about these updates is how they help with security. It's not just about fixing typos or anything like that. You know, developers are constantly in this battle. You know, they're always trying to stay ahead of hackers who are trying to find ways to break in. Like, for example, remember a few years back, there was this big vulnerability in a really popular plugin, and it let hackers take over like tons of WordPress sites. But then the developers released updates that specifically fixed that problem. They basically shut the door on that particular threat. So if you don't update, you're kind of leaving those doors open, you know? And beyond security, updates often make your site run faster, and they come with new features that make things better for people visiting your site. So it's a win-win. Better protection and better performance.
That makes a lot of sense. It's not just about fixing the old stuff. It's also about getting access to all the new and improved things. Speaking of new stuff, you know, the digital world is changing all the time, right? We keep hearing about things like making websites more interactive, using data to understand what people are doing on your site, and even AI is starting to pop up everywhere. So how does keeping your website maintained help you actually use these advancements on your own WordPress site?
Well, if you want to stay ahead of the game, you got to think about it from your visitor's point of view. If they come to your site and it feels like it's stuck in the past, you know, compared to other sites, they might not stick around. Maintaining your site, especially keeping your software updated, that often opens up the possibility of using these new technologies. Like, let's say a form plugin you use gets updated. That update might include ways to collect and analyze data about the people filling out your forms, and that gives you a better understanding of your audience. And similarly, newer versions of WordPress or your theme might be better at handling things like interactive elements. So it's about making sure your site is ready for the future.
Gotcha.
If you're using outdated software, the newest tools might not even work with your site. And that puts you behind your competitors who are keeping their stuff up to date.
Right. So it's not just about keeping the lights on. It's about being able to do new and interesting things and giving people a modern experience.
Okay, let's switch gears a little bit and talk about something that directly affects how many people actually find their way to your website. Content. The stuff you sent me emphasizes that keeping your content fresh and updated is a big deal for website traffic. Can you explain a little more about why having new and relevant content is so effective at getting people to visit your site and keep coming back?
Well, it's really interesting how search engines like Google, you know, they love fresh content.
Mm-hmm. Their algorithms, the way they decide what websites to show people, they're designed to show the most up-to-date and relevant stuff. So when you add new content to your website regularly, it tells these search engines that your site is active and it's a reliable source of information on whatever topic you cover. But it's not just about the search engines. You also got to think about the actual people visiting your site. You know, if you have a blog, for example, and you're always posting insightful articles or helpful guides, that gives people a reason to come back. You're building a relationship with them. You're creating a loyal audience that sees your site as the place to go for information on your topic. And these repeat visitors are super valuable because they're the ones who are more likely to become customers or really engage with your brand.
Yeah.
Remember what the material said about providing useful, timely information?
Yeah.
That's the key. It's about giving people real value that makes them want to come back for more.
So it's like a double win, right?
Right.
You're making the search engines happy. You're making real people happy. That makes a lot of sense. All right, let's dive into the more technical side of things for a bit. Making sure everything on your site actually works the way it's supposed to. The stuff you sent over highlights the importance of testing your site regularly to see if it's operating properly. What kind of problems can you uncover with regular testing, and why is this something you absolutely cannot skip when it comes to good website maintenance?
This is where it gets kind of tricky, you know, because you've got all these different parts of your WordPress site working together. You've got the core files of WordPress, the theme you chose to make your site look a certain way, and then all those plugins that add specific features. And all these things are made by different people.
Right.
And while the WordPress world is usually pretty reliable, sometimes when one part gets updated, it can cause problems with another part.
Oh.
Like, imagine you update a security plugin. In some rare cases, that update might mess with how your contact form plugin works, you know, how it sends the messages people fill out. So testing your site regularly, clicking through different pages, submitting forms, making sure links aren't broken, all that stuff lets you catch these glitches early on. As the material mentioned, new code can sometimes make older software programs act up or even stop working completely.
Yeah.
Finding these problems quickly means you can either undo the update that caused the problem, find a different plugin, or get in touch with the developers for help before anyone visiting your site even notices something's wrong.
That's huge.
For any website that's interacting with customers or is important for your business, making sure everything runs smoothly is super important for keeping a professional image and not missing out on opportunities.
Absolutely. I mean, if your contact form is broken or a page isn't loading right, people are going to lose trust in you immediately. Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about another part of maintenance that might not be as exciting but is still important. Moderating comments. The source you sent connects this to making your pages load faster. Can you explain that connection a little more?
Yeah, it's not really about approving or deleting comments themselves. It's more about how comments that are malicious or badly formatted can affect how your site performs behind the scenes.
Okay.
The material specifically mentioned getting rid of malicious links within comments.
Right.
These links, if you just leave them there, can sometimes cause search engines to flag your website or even put your visitors at risk. And if you have a ton of comments that aren't moderated, especially if they have a lot of code or spam in them, it can make your web pages bigger and put more strain on your server, which could slow down loading times for everybody. So even though it might seem like a boring task, moderating comments regularly helps keep your website clean and efficient. And that ultimately means a better experience for people visiting your site, and maybe even better rankings and search results because, you know, page speed is something they care about.
That's a really good point. It's about keeping your website healthy in a way that people might not think about.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's talk about the ultimate safety net, website backups. The sources you sent called them a crucial WordPress website maintenance procedure and an insurance policy. So why are regular backups so incredibly important for anyone running a WordPress site?
It all comes down to protecting all the work you've put into your website.
Okay.
Imagine, like, your website suddenly vanishes, maybe the server crashes, maybe hackers get in, or maybe you accidentally delete some important file.
Mm-hmm.
Without a recent backup that you can rely on, you might have to rebuild your whole site from scratch. And that means losing all your content, your design, years of work, potentially. That's why the insurance policy comparison makes so much sense. Regular backups are like taking a snapshot of your website at a specific moment, so if something terrible happens, you can restore it quickly and easily. And remember what the material said about keeping multiple backup copies on different devices.
Yeah.
That's super important. It's like having a backup for your backup. If something happens to your main backup, you've got another one ready to go. And also, if you've spent a lot of time optimizing your site for search engines, losing your website and having to start over can completely destroy all that work you put into SEO.
Yeah, for sure.
But if you restore from a backup, you can get back online fast without losing your search engine rankings.
So it's not just about the files themselves. It's about protecting all the time and effort you've invested in your online presence and making sure you don't have to be offline for too long. Okay, one last thing. The sources you sent talk about how keeping up with all this maintenance can be a lot of work. And they mention that there are professional services out there like WordPress, multi-site support, and companies that specialize in hosting and maintaining websites. So when should someone consider giving up on doing maintenance themselves and get the experts involved?
You really got to think about your own time, how comfortable you are with technical stuff, and how important your website is to you.
Okay.
If you're always putting off maintenance because you're busy running your business, or if all the technical stuff seems overwhelming, then it's definitely a good idea to bring in some professionals. Manage WordPress hosting, like the material talked about. That often includes automatic backups, security monitoring, and even software updates as part of the service. So you don't have to worry about that stuff, and you can focus on creating content and interacting with your audience. And if you have a complicated WordPress setup, like a network of multiple sites, specialized support can be super helpful for making sure everything runs smoothly and securely. It's about weighing the cost of hiring someone else to do it against the risk of not doing maintenance and how valuable your own time is.
Yeah.
If your website is a core part of your business, investing in professional maintenance can give you peace of mind and prevent problems that could end up costing you a lot of money down the road.
So whether you like to do things yourself or you'd rather have someone else handle it, the message is clear. Ignoring WordPress website maintenance is like neglecting the foundation of your online world. And it can seriously mess up all the reasons you built that website in the first place, whether it's making things easy for your visitors, keeping your site secure, getting people to visit, or ultimately reaching your business goals.
Exactly. It's about being proactive and making sure your WordPress website stays healthy and successful for the long haul.
Okay, so just to recap everything for you. Remember, regular software updates are your first line of defense for security, and they bring you new features. Keeping your content fresh and updated is super important for attracting visitors and keeping them coming back. Testing your site regularly makes sure all the different parts are working together smoothly. Even moderating comments can help your website run faster and more efficiently. And maybe the most important thing of all, regular backups can save you from a major headache if something goes wrong.
And by taking care of these key areas of maintenance, you're making sure your WordPress website stays a valuable and effective tool for whatever you're using it for.
So thinking about all these important aspects of maintenance, what's one thing you can do today to make your own WordPress website healthier and more successful? Maybe it's as simple as checking for updates, setting up automatic backups, or coming up with some new content ideas. We really hope this deep dive has given you a better understanding of why WordPress website maintenance matters and some practical tips you can use to keep your site running smoothly and set it up for success in the future.